The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Oh boy, folks, the C in E equals MC squared is looking more like a big X. Einstein's famous constant that the speed of light is supposed to be the same everywhere in the universe, C equals 186,000 miles per second, period, has been accepted for more than a century. But Einstein's whole theory of relativity is experiencing some gravity waves this morning as scientists scratch their heads over an announcement from an international team of physicists. They spent 3 years observing neutrinos, little particles, traveling between the famous CERN laboratory in Switzerland to a lab in Gran Sasso, Italy, about 450 miles away. According to Einstein, because tiny neutrinos have mass, they are matter, they can't travel faster than the speed of light. But they arrived at their destination 60 nanoseconds faster than expected, and those 60 nanoseconds are a huge deal if confirmed. A crack in the theory that has held the so-called standard model of the universe together since 1905. We better ask Brian Greene, professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University, author of The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and The Quest for the Ultimate Theory. Good morning, Brian.
Hi there.
Also on the line with us is David Kaiser, physics professor at MIT and author of the book How the Hippies Saved Physics, Science, Counterculture, and the Quantum Revival. So, Brian, could C be a variable X all of a sudden?
Well, I think you have to take these results with a big, huge grain of salt. When you're looking at a theory that's been around for 100 years and been confirmed by thousands of experiments, when one experiment comes along and questions it, well, you have to think maybe that experiment itself may have some experimental error, maybe they're doing something wrong. So it would be a revolution if it's right, but my guess is that it's probably not going to stand up to scrutiny.
And indeed, the scientists are yearning for their result to be confirmed. That's Brian Green, professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University. David Kaiser, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, if it is confirmed, how significant is this 60 nanosecond discrepancy? I mean, what does it mean?
Well, it's, of course, pretty early to say what it means. There's no shortage of ideas on the table already of what it could mean. And I think Brian's right that the word that will be used a lot will be revolutionary. It could be pointing in many different directions. One direction, again, it's quite early to speculate, would be, in fact, that relativity more or less stands up, but there are other effects that hadn't been taken into account, ones that Brian, for example, has written about in his many marvelous books. Maybe there are extra dimensions of space. Maybe there are other exotic effects that hadn't been sort of fully taken into account. But, I mean, that's going way down. I think it's too early to go down that road too far. I quite agree with Brian that it's early on, and if you're a betting person, I'd hold on a bit before placing too much of a bet on this one.
That's David Kaiser, a physics and history of science professor at MIT. Also with us, Brian Greene, a professor of physics and math at Columbia University. So, Brian, you know, before we could even speculate on all the things like traveling through time that could be possible if these results are verified, what about the idea that maybe it isn't a measurement thing? Maybe there's other explanations, like perhaps these neutrinos were traveling through different dimensions, getting shortcuts, I guess, on their way from Geneva to Italy.
Yes, well, that's what David was mentioning, and that is one of the more far-out possibilities that this kind of an unexpected result might point toward. Certainly, if you're trying to measure how fast the neutrino is going from one point to another, you better know exactly the route it's taking, and you better know exactly how to time the duration of the flight. That's how you figure out speed. It's how far you go divided by how long it takes you to get there. If there's a shortcut through some weird extra dimension or through some wormhole in space or some other exotic way to go from one point to another that we haven't been taking into account, well, surely that conceivably could be an explanation.
Although Brian, doesn't the tension between quantum mechanics and relativity mean it's really, really hard to specify both the velocity and the exact position, the actual pathways that particles like this are going to take?
That's exactly right. And it's those kinds of errors that really need to be looked at very, very, very closely. Even a more simple way of understanding uncertainty comes to mind, because these particles, these neutrinos, they're produced with a very messy interaction. It's not like you just go to the shelf and you pull your neutrino bottle off the shelf and you spill out the particles and let them fly from Switzerland to Italy. You produce these particles by having other particles called protons slam into a target. And in that interaction, these neutrinos are produced through these messy, messy production processes of particle physics, and then they travel from Switzerland to Italy. So you have to really understand the process by which they're produced, by which they're detected, and take into account, as you're saying, all the other quantum processes. It's hard. Now, these experimenters know what they're doing. These are smart, smart, creative, inventive people. They are trying to take into account all of the issues that we're talking about now, but have they taken them all into account in precisely the right way? That's what needs to be checked.
That's Brian Greene at Columbia University. David Kaiser, you know, it's been said since the theory of relativity was first published that space accommodates this constant of the speed of light, that basically the shape and the dimensions of space are all about preserving this constant. Are we seeing possibly some sort of bending of space going on here that might account for an error in measurement, but actually means that the theory of relativity is intact?
Well, I think we're very likely to find a much, much more mundane answer, very much along the lines that Brian was just mentioning. That is to say that it could almost certainly be, or very likely be, a kind of more straightforward but stubborn measurement error, because exactly as he was just saying, it's incredibly messy and difficult. And precisions, I should just maybe put some of these numbers in perspective. You mentioned they're reporting that they're finding these neutrinos about 60 nanoseconds, 60 billionths of a second sooner, earlier than they would otherwise be expected if the neutrinos are traveling slightly more slowly than light. And to put that in perspective, the human eye, we blink in about 2 or 3 tenths of a second. So that, if you think of that, that's pretty quick. The blink of an eye is pretty short. And they're measuring these things, the actual time it takes for these little particles to go from Switzerland to Italy between these two laboratories is about 100 times quicker than the blink of an eye. That's the regular time. And they're finding a discrepancy on top of that of just a tiny fraction of about 10 million times quicker than the blink of an eye. And so, again, just exactly as Brian was saying a moment ago, you have to really have the timing down exquisitely well to be confident that that's a genuine signal.
David Kaiser, physics and history of science professor at MIT. Brian Greene, is it possible they were looking for a pasta dinner in Italy there before we go? There's a theory.
Conceivably so.
Put it in the paper. Brian Greene, professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University, author of The Elegant Universe. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.